This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at GCN. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. And the telephone listen line is up and running live. No delay. It's fixed. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. Doc Graham's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, and the wind up, and it's up, all four. Get a grip, man.
Yeah.
I love it. I love you. I love working with you. And
hey, I love working with you too, Rick. Hey, when I was in, when I was at the university back in the 1970s.
He's trying to steal a base, guys. Watch him.
One of the professors said something very profound to me, and to the rest of the class as well. It wasn't talking just to me. And he said that in 40 years, you guys are going to have a problem. It's going to be a big problem. And his forecast, his prediction was that 40 years from mid-1970s would be a huge problem with three areas. One is trash. We'd have a problem with trash, like what are we going to do with all this trash? Next one was clean water, and the third one was energy. And that was his prediction. Well, we have, between the 1970s and today, we've had energy problems. We have clean water problems, and we have trash problems. And the one I'd like to focus on at the moment is trash. I was reading a story on the internet yesterday about this hermit crab, and this hermit crab is trying to make a home out of a broken bottleneck and the cap that's screwed on that was found in the water. So, and he was stuck, and he was rescued by a human. The bottom line is we throw out this trash, and so the first guy to dump the trash in the ocean probably said, is this a good idea? Oh, I don't care. It's a big ocean. And threw the trash. And the second guy said, probably. I'm just imagining the second guy to do it. And I'm thinking about people who work for the government, you know, that haul trash into the ocean, or contractors. Second guy probably said, well, I don't know if this is good. Well, it was already done before, so I guess it's okay. Then the third guy said, heck, we've been doing it for almost half a week now, so it's probably okay. And it went on for decades. So now the ocean's polluted, the waterways are polluted. Even our road in front of our house has trash in it, because the first guy throws out a pizza box or a cup from a styrofoam cup or a beer can or a soda can or whatever it may be, and one piece of trash begets more and more and more. And it's clear. I mean, just look anywhere in the United States, and we're becoming pretty trashy. Rick, do you think that this let's get rid of it. You know, we throw it away, whatever it is, whether it's heavy metal laden batteries or light bulbs or fluorescent tubes or compact fluorescent tubes or used car stereos or old speaker systems or televisions or whatever it is. We just throw it away and we don't worry about it because it disappears. It goes someplace, and we build mountains with this stuff. We've got a mountain right outside of St. Louis, Missouri. A couple mountains of trash. And it all came from the city and the surrounding area. And we just keep heaping refrigerators and washing machines and whatever it is on top of each other. And we bury it with a little more dirt and it seems to disappear. But it's still there. And how bad can it be? Well, there's a fire. There's a fire in the landfill. Not on top of the ground, under the ground. In St. Louis. And that's bad. But the rest of the story is it's approaching a radioactive dump where radioactive waste was buried, and it's about 900 feet away, and it's getting closer every day. So, Rick, trash. Do you think trash is as big of a problem as...
Well, let's examine how that all began. We started with DuPont with plastic, and that was overpackaging things so that you actually have the product is in the wrapping material that gets thrown away. So then the mafia, the real one, decided, well, we're into loan sharking and numbers. Let's do garbage. And that's why the mismanagement is happening, because it's about big business. And big business is things that you discard after using them. And instead of repairing something, you replace it now. And they have different kinds of replacements, including things that can't go into that trash pile. It must go into a special one, you know, like TV screens, batteries. And I have to tell you, the whole thing was orchestrated originally back then for this very moment and the crisis that we're hitting. And what we do next is the next 40-year crisis. Because Band-Aids only can cover certain kinds of wounds, and other ones require you relieving the planet to another one, Mars into Earth, and having to pay rent. That's my way of looking at things. Doesn't mean it's right. It's just a way of doing that. I want to say hello to Grace Thorne. Ooh, there she goes. And others, Linda from Lexington, others that are listening right now and making comment on Benson and what he talks about and what we end up doing and what we don't do. And it's interesting because the moment is really what it's about. And I love your spontaneousness. Really, you are. Off you go. And the windup, and you never know how the ballpark's going to play, you know, the pitch.
You know, maybe it's because underneath a very thin veneer, I'm furious about so many things.
Yeah, I know. It all shines in the...
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, since you mentioned some of our instructors, Grace Thorne, and I'd like to say thank you for things I've received in the mail from Grace Thorne and Kyle and Sharon and others.
We have a lot of people that listen to you because they want to know where we're going to go next. It's interesting. And, you know, the interesting part is, for some ways, you know, it's the winds of time. You just, at that moment, are different than what you plan to be, just like the garbage. The garbage is an atrocity. And the original concept of it was that it was going to be used as our source of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes,
there's
right.
a challenge to be able to take your waste and somehow recycle it into something you need. And that's a very important concept because the next one I'm going to give you is the distinction between things you want and things you need. And if you go to jail, you still have toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they might consider that a want
well,
instead of a need.
It's, you know, if you're out in the wilderness and you reach for a piece of grass, that's not going to be quite the same thing.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about recycling. Back in Virginia, when we first set up shop there, started farming there, there was a series of several dumpsters. And if you had household trash that you wanted to dispose of, you would just go and drive over to the dumpster and you'd throw your bags in there, and it was simple as that. Well, then they decided, the county decided that that was not a good idea. What they wanted to do was set up something called a convenience center. Now, the dumpsters were open 24 hours a day. There was nobody there, and it was upon you, it was incumbent upon you to make sure that the bag went in the dumpster, not around the dumpster, or not, you know, spread out. And they set up this convenience center, and one of the things that they did that was really different was they set up a recycling center for glass. And they had three large green containers that you would sliding lids to keep the water out if it rained. And you could put your bottles in there, but you had to rinse them out. So they wanted the clear ones in one of these containers, the brown ones in another container, and then all the other colors in the third container. So it was up to you to figure out which container the colors went into. And they had a guy there that they employed, and this convenience center was not open all the time. It was restricted hours, and you had to show up when they were open. And if you didn't put the right color washed out glass jars and bottles and jugs in the right green bin, he would sort through there and rearrange them and redecorate them so they were arranged by the colors. And a lot of us thought we were doing good. This was a, you know, good thing because we weren't just throwing things away and they were ending up in the landfill. The reality of the story is the truck would come and pick them up and dump them in the landfill. All of them. So we were washing them out, cleaning them, organizing them, categorizing them, and then they would just dump them in the same hole. So we were lied to. And that's the kind of stuff government does. Now, before that, there was a different setup in the county, and they had they scooped out some dirt, and they had this hole in the ground, and that was where the county had its landfill. And people threw their car batteries and dry cells from flashlights, and, you know, the Eveready and the Mallory and whatever else, the hearing aid batteries and everything else that they threw out televisions. And next thing you know, the groundwater's polluted. Yeah, and you can't fix it. How do you fix it? It's leaking and leaking and leaking for decades, and then you go, oops. Now, how stupid was that county for doing that in the first place? Pretty stupid. But we're stupid all over the world. We're doing it all over the world. So,
are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So several years ago, I saw this image on the screen, and it was a water turtle. A water turtle was in the water trying to swim, and it looked like maybe a year before that, and this turtle swam through one of those holders of 6 packs of soda, where, you know, you go and you buy a 6-pack and you squeeze it with your thumb and forefinger, and you can pick up all 6 cans because there's a plastic retainer around all 6 cans. Well, there was one of those floating in the water, and the turtle swam through it and got stuck. And as the turtle grew, the plastic loop that he or she swam through did not expand. So now the turtle, instead of being shaped like a turtle, is shaped like an hourglass. That's the kind of stuff that we're doing. And it's criminal. It is absolutely criminal. And what I do is I cut those loops before I throw those things in the trash. And I really don't want to, you know, every 6 months or so I say to Mrs. Finelli, do we really need to have trash service? For 2 reasons. One, I don't want to spend the money on it. 2, I really want to reduce the amount of trash that we have. Now, how do we do that? It's darn near impossible because of what Rick talked about, overpackaging. You know, you buy this little toy for a child, and it's in a huge package, so the child, you know, receives this gift and says, "Wow, that's huge," with a little tiny car inside. That's the kind of stuff that we do. That's marketing. Marketing, I believe, is destroying this planet. Getting people to buy what they don't need for people they don't like with money they don't have. That's marketing. But the way I think we can fix this, and it will require some effort. And what I do, when I'm at a store and if I see something that's overpackaged, I will make a scene. You know, kind of a fun thing for me. You know, make a scene about, wow, look at all. Boy, we're going to have to throw all this stuff away just to get to this little thing inside that we want to buy. I don't know, should we buy? Maybe we shouldn't buy this because of all of this overpackaging. And, you know, I try to educate people with, you know, little, what would you call them? Little scenes that I make when I travel. Well, if we were to take that overpackaging back to the store and say, you know, hey, I'm sorry, I really just wanted the little thing inside. And it came with all this, and I don't have room for this at my place. So, and I know you guys want to keep it, because I know you guys do things with these, with this overpackaging. You probably recycle it. I'm sure you do that, don't you? And bring it back to them. That's what I think we should do. And I think we should bring all those McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and Taco Bell wrappers that we find on the road. I think we should bring them back through the drive-thru of those places and say, hey, I'm sure you wanted this because you left it on my street. Rick, I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to do. Because I can't seem to get a position on the board of directors to make any change. Is there another way?
Well, you know, that's, again, when you realize the distinction between things you need and things you want.
Okay, I'll tell you something I don't want. If I were in the market for a cell phone, if I were, I would not want to buy an Apple cell phone. And I'll tell you why. Because Apple has engineered in planned obsolescence. And that's all my opinion. So Apple, when you come to sue me, I've said this is my opinion. So what they've done, in my opinion, is they've encouraged their customers to buy more and more Apple iPhones. And I know people who have had them, and they say, you know, this thing's getting slower. I got to get another one. It's just too slow. It's 4 years old, and I've got, yeah, it works, but I've got to get a new one because it's too slow. And so I read on the Internet some articles, and I read some of the posts that some of the comments that people made regarding Apple and the phones getting slower as they get older. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what some of these comments said, which are absolutely false, idiotic, and I hope people don't believe the things that were said in the comment section of these articles about Apple phones getting slower. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Doc Ram. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I are talking about planned obsolescence, and it just
question for, before you go on that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thanks. When do I have the longest break before commercial?
Right at after top of the hour.
Okay, Is that when you want to do what I want to do?
Yes.
Or do you want to start that
right
after this?
Right after top of the hour.
Okay.
If that's okay with you.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's important.
Yes. Okay, so class, just keep in mind that right after top of the hour, Rick's got an announcement that he's going to make, and he'll have the longest segment to do that. So we're talking about planned obsolescence, and it frosts me that Apple, as well as the electric light bulb companies and so many other companies, have figured out that the best thing to do from their perspective is make products that wear out so that we throw them away and buy more. And what Apple has done is if you have an out-of-warranty battery problem, they'll charge you $79 to replace the battery plus tax. That's ridiculous. It's almost $100 to replace the battery in the phone. Now think about that. That's virtually criminal, in my opinion, to charge that much for a $5 battery. Okay, so what happens
is... like razors to replace the blades.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So what happens with the iPhones is they slow down. And I'm going to read verbatim a response, a comment that someone posted on the Daily Mail about this article about iPhone slowing down. And this guy by the name of Key, K-E-R-E-N, Patrick, three words, K-E space R-E-N space Patrick, says from New York. He says, it's not a conspiracy. All electronics slow down with time. It's basic electronics 101. As the processor slows down with time, the battery has to compensate. Solution, replace the battery. Now, he says more, but here's what I know that that's not the case. So, and here's the proof. Processors do not slow down. Either they work or they don't work. And there's a crystal that controls the frequency or the speed at which the electronics in that device operate. Okay? A quartz crystal. So things with microprocessors are governed in speed by the quartz crystal clock plus some digital programming that says, let's either multiply that clock speed times something, or let's divide it by something to get a slower rate. And that's how it works. Well, that doesn't change over time. Well, if it does, it's a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent. It's hardly measurable. So the brand new speed is the same as the speed at the end of life until failure. Well, so what Apple is saying, Apple responds, and it's very clever, in my opinion. What they're saying is, well, you know, as the battery becomes weaker over time because of the charge and discharge cycles, as it becomes weaker, the operating system looks at the battery and says, you know what, this thing doesn't have a lot of power. So what we're going to do is we are going to slow down through software, through the operating system, the speed of the processes, and it will appear to the user as, gosh, this thing's getting slower. Well, it's designed to get slower. It is designed to get slower, so that as you need a battery, you go, wow, battery's, heck, a third of the price of the darn phone? I'll just get a new phone. That's what they do. So the reality is, it does not have to get slower, but it's programmed to get slower. And Apple's excuse, well, you need a battery. So what does Apple do? They say, you know, instead of $79 plus tax to replace the battery, we're going to give you a good deal. We're going to sell you that $5 battery for $29 plus tax. And then you know what probably happens? They probably say, and I'm just hypothesizing here, they probably say, you know what, since we got this thing opened up and since we're servicing it for you, what we're going to do is we're going to give you the latest update of the operating system, which restores you back to the point where your iPhone runs full speed. So then you go, wow, that's great. You know, it was the battery. That's what I think this is all about. And it's not just Apple. So if you... What is my take on this? Am I interested in buying any products from Apple? Any products from Apple? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And it's not just Apple. It's your car battery. So If you go to the Chinese factory outlet and you want to buy a battery for your light truck or your car, heck, they've got an Everstart. That's what they call it. That's the brand, Everstart. That's the Walmart brand. And it's guaranteed for years, 84 months, I believe. Yeah, 84 months. But the darn things, we buy them. And how long do they last? 3 years. They have a three-year free replacement warranty. So if it fails within the first 3 years, and they have to test it for you and prove to you that it still has some life in it, and they say, I'll tell you what, it's still got some life. But if you want a new one, we'll prorate it. So you're stuck buying Walmart battery after Walmart battery after Walmart battery because they hardly ever fail within the warranty period. You know, the three-year free replacement. That's planned obsolescence. Sears did the same thing when they first came out with the Die Hard battery. How do I know? The service manager told me when I was an employee back in the 70s. I said, how can we do that? Everybody else's batteries only last 3 years. The most you can get is a 36-month warranty on any other battery. Die Hard, 48. He said, we just took a three-year battery, guaranteed it for 4 years. And then when they failed in 3 years, we'd say to the customer, well, good news. You still have 12 months left on your warranty. So we'll sell you a new battery and we'll give you 12 months credit. So he kept being on the hook for buying Sears batteries. They did it too. Rick, do you have a comment on this latest rant?
You know, it's everywhere. And it's an organized sleep now, hypnosis, mind control, direction of why we are in the pickles and pickled juice that we're in right now. And nuclear radiation is the top of the list on this planned obsolescence thing. Everybody knew it was going to be a bad thing storing nuclear waste, and it never got solved. What makes anybody think we're going to solve the garbage problem that the mafia set up? You know, it's done with intent. And quick, get rich, I'm not going to live that forever kind of thing, and I don't give a damn about my children and what they have to deal with next. Now, I'm going to say some things here that, you know, basically, I'm embarrassed to be called a physicist now. I think that science has failed humanity as badly as religion. And religion has been the source for most every single war in history. So there it is. And you got to understand that the two are essentially the same thing, and why we have two brains, not one. It's a closed system, and it's only limited to the scope and direction of the two. And I'm embarrassed to be part of the one side of it. And as a minister, I would probably also be embarrassed. You know, churches are not there to hold. It's a place for fellowship. You know, everybody has a slightly different belief in the same church. Now, if that's true, why would you not be open to the fact that maybe there's something you don't know and should? You know, it's a closed system, and it's mutually exclusive, and has led to the problems that we are, and that's why lead scouts like myself are out there trying to point out the limitations of everything. And you know, that's why you choose one thing over another. And you didn't get to choose your religion. If you had been born in Afghanistan, you would not be a Christian. And that's that. And Africa is an embarrassment in what ministry actually implies. And the spice trade, the Silk Trail, and how the modern world opened up the web. You know, get a grip. We've been here before. We have now historical evidence to indicate that this is not the first time we've had an advanced civilization as man. And we are, and they, you know, the Clovis that, you know, led to the Hopi and the American Indian, they crawled out of a cave after having space travel. get a grip and realize that this place that we call reality and consciousness is not real, and that dream states, actually certain dream states, have more content to reality than this conscious waking state that we're in right at this moment. And the fact that we've been here before, that's your rhesus negative. We were programmed to not remember. And I can tell that's the fourth genome in the blood type. And where did that come from? And, you know, I'm realizing because there's something inside me that woke up when I was born. I am blessed. I came out of the crib with talking to myself, dialogue internal. And I, people are only just now discovering that. I had it right out of the gate. I was lucky. That's Maslow. And you can read about that in self-realization concepts of people that become self-realized, probably, like Gurdjieff would say, are still not going to make it because you have to almost have it out of the gate to get out of here and climb the reality of going back to God. And I am a very blessed man in that sense of it. And no, I don't know. Now, if that's the case, that means that there's going to need a helicopter with a pilot that already knows the way, showing you how to get there from here. And that's what India and the Upanishads were about. And the Church of Rome and what they did to Mexico and some of the other countries, which now have bandits on the road. Wait till you see what happens down in Mexico in the next 5 years with the cartels, how they will.
Hold that thought.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Keep it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my... When you go to the DC, you're... For 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
We've got callers waiting to be on the air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. First is going to be Jay, truck driver Jay, and next will be David in San Francisco. Truck driver Jay, yeah. Sure. Okay. Truck driver Jay.
Yeah.
Truck driver Jay, you're on the air with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. First, the phone number that you were giving out, the 477 number,
yes.
That there's a message that comes up and says the new, the better number is now the 562-6564. The 605 area code, but it's that new number.
Okay, 605-562-6564. Okay.
An important phone call. Thank you. Vincent, make a note.
Okay, I've got it. So, class, that number is 605-562-6564. They keep changing this on us, and we don't have much access to being able to talk to someone at Zeno Radio. Anything else, Jay?
Yeah, you were talking about the electronics that wear out.
Yes.
In most part, yes, that's true. Several years ago, my wife and I had to upgrade our cell phones. We went from Galaxy S3 all the way up to the Galaxy S7 because the Galaxy S4 was sold out. The Galaxy S5 would not hold a memory card. The S6, those were sold out, and the only ones that were available were the S7s, and those were $700 at the time.
Uh-huh.
And the batteries are inside. You cannot get to them. Now, yeah. There is
planned obsolescence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an echo. Yeah.
Yeah. We have... Hey, guys, we're experiencing a power failure here. We're on solar backup. It's working. I don't. It'll probably.
Yeah, you'll notice I may not get to do what I needed to do. Watch.
Yeah,
carefully.
Now you will. You will. You will.
Well,
anything? Anything else, truck driver Jay? I want to get also to David.
Yeah, there is one thing that I have found that does last, that will last a very long time, and that's the CB radio.
Yeah, and that's a really good point, because CB radios don't slow down, keyboards don't slow down, monitors don't slow down, landline phones don't slow down, right? None of those things
slows down.
Yeah, just things with, only things with operating systems seem to slow down. Very good point. Jay, thank you so much.
Yep.
Well, that was a good call. He was clean. That was
David
it was valid, valid input. Yeah. Valid input.
David in San Francisco.
Hey, greetings. Yeah, I'm intrigued. I heard your guest raise the issue of pollution. And if I got, you know, what he was saying right, you know, we as humans have increased our knowledge so well that we're able to create all sorts of wonderful inventions. But we end up with hazardous waste pollution laying all around, and because most of the manufacturers are too cheap to clean it up, we're poisoning ourselves with these new inventions.
You know, the other part of it is that knowledge, increasing knowledge, is not necessarily evolving, and that we know more. That's Castaneda, and the idea that the tonal was the is illusion. Knowledge is temporary and is not what you think it is. Information is not what you think it is. And it, as you go through time and you gather more information, how is it that you also then also have more questions that are unanswered?
Sure. Hey, well, just a one-liner. It seems like for the cleanup, we have to create our own value. And,
there you go. That's a clean way of putting it.
Yeah, it's like their numbers are more important than our
What's
lives.
What's going on in San Francisco? Was the other guy from that area, too?
Well, I don't know.
Jay was in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska. I got an echo with both of you, and so I got the San Francisco part as an echo. I was just saying, that's interesting.
Yeah, it looks like we're going into top of the hour news and commercial announcements. David, thank you so much for being with us. Please call again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Good week. Good New Year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Same to you. Okay, Rick, we're going in top of the hour. I've got to figure out what's going on with the power. I'm in the dark
here.
Need
a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? AllicinMed is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced Allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com, and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.